Blog Talk Radio.
From all of us here, today we have a full office full at this time. Bless God, we have Deacon Mike, we have Sister Diane, we have Bishop Porter, we have Pastor Sharon, we have Prophet Nathan. We just having a whole lot of people here today. That means we're going to have a time. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We're going to have a time today. We thank God for you, you and you. We still want to thank God for you because you would make it possible for us to be on this broadcast. We thank you for being there, you know. Just being there. Thank you. Can give us a call. I guess we can receive a call, right? What's the number? 347-857-3925. You can give us a call, and somebody will talk with you, okay? Now, I'm going to be with you for just a little bit today. All right, we're going to still pray for these people. We're praying for Prophet Eric Lloyd, who's had a stroke and he's unable to speak, and you know it's probably really getting him because he loved to sing and he loved to preach. So it's going to be a challenge. That's a big challenge for him. So we're going to pray for him that God will unlock his tongue. You know, tell the devil to take his hands off right now in the name of Jesus, and we thank God for doing it. Praise God. We praising God for what he already did for the young man Riker there in Pine Hills who had a massive stroke also, and he's in a coma-like state, and he can move his limbs and everything, but he can't talk. So this is another one that the enemy has struck, a young man, and we're praying right now that God will undertake and bless him right now in the name of Jesus. Is that all right? Mm-hmm. Praise God. You got to pray for these people because it could be you. Mae Davis, we're praying for her there in North Carolina. That's Sister Shirley, one of she's a member of to Bishop Baltimore. Her mother there in North Carolina is having problems, so we are praying for her that God will move now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We are praying for Mary Withers there in Brunswick, Georgia, praying for her who broke her pelvis, has a broken pelvis. We're praying for her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask you to touch her right now. Lord, only you can handle this problem. In Jesus' name, let her be made whole at this time. Lord, we pray for Jimmy Howard there in Jacksonville also, that you touch him. Father, in Jesus' name, we have water around his heart. And Lord God Almighty, we ask you to touch him because they say he have to go on the kidney machine. Father, in Jesus' name, touch him and encourage him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, God. Lord, touch Junior Miller, who's also in Georgia, that fell off a ladder, Lord, and he's in bad shape. A lot of things are broken. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, you can heal. Lord, as only you can, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you for touching them. Father, now we ask that you touch those who have lost loved ones. We pray that you touch Pastor Deborah Bell, who lost her mother, that going to have the wake tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch her and touch her family. Give them the comfort they need at this hour. Oh, Lord, we thank you for it right now. Father, we ask you that you cover Bishop Baltimore, wherever he is at this moment, whatever country he in, state he in, wherever. Lord God, we just don't know, but we ask you to touch him and cover him with your blood and those that work with him also and his family too. God, we ask you to touch it. And Father, we ask you to touch his radical son also, the one down in Fort Lauderdale. Touch him, Father. In the name of Jesus, make him every whit whole, Lord. Bring him back to his roots right now. Father, we take nothing less than his deliverance today. And we pray for all those that need prayer, those that are sick and discouraged and all that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch them right now. Touch them, God Almighty. Touch the pastors, Lord God. Touch them in Jesus' name, Father God. You know they need you. So many pastors are sick and going through all kinds of challenges, as they say. And, Lord, they're heartbroken and, you know, discouraged. And, Lord God, the people don't understand the pastors and all. Father God, in Jesus' name, help them, God. Give them, Lord God, a flock that will be led by them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you for all that you're doing in these pastors' behalf. It doesn't matter what color, what nationality they are, but just touch them, God. They need help today, God. They don't have enough finance to finish their vision, Father. They need help, Lord. Oh, God, my heart go out to them today because of the need and the lack of understanding of their position. Father God, in Jesus' name we pray today. Amen and amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know, God is good, ain't it? My God, it don't matter what you're going through. He's still good. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Now, we talked to you yesterday on the day the broadcast. We talked about Lazarus, didn't you? That certain man. You know, the Bible called him the certain man. You know, but this happened, it wasn't just a certain woman, a certain man, and no name. But this certain man was named Lazarus, a person that God, Jesus loved. Now, don't ask me why he picked them out. It's just like the Jewish nation. God picked out all the people he made in the universe. He picked them out, didn't he, as his people, right? Mm-hmm. People that God loves. He has special, how you say, special favor upon them. Do you get it? Are you one of them ones that God has special favor upon? Now, why would God do that? And most of the time, let me throw this in, it costs you nothing. Praise God. Most of the time, when God pick out one of them to be his special people, they are the most hard-headed, disobedient people. They, you know, they always into something that they ain't got no business in. Have you ever noticed that? And you want to be jealous, you know, all of that. You don't even make sense. Because when God has a special person, he has special tasks for them, and they go through a whole lot of stuff to get there. My, are you one of them? Amen. Say amen anyhow. Now, we still was talking about Lazarus. Now, this is a very interesting story, you know, when you think about it, that God was talking, Jesus, you know, when I say God, I'm talking about Jesus, and don't get technical, all right, on me, because that's the way it goes sometimes, all right, they're the same, so, you know, think about it that way. Here was two sisters, Mary and Martha, you know, and they lost their brother. You know, if you lost somebody, you know, you ain't feeling like talking to nobody and you don't feel like nobody hassling you about nothing and everything else. You know, you ain't in the mood. You know how you say, I don't feel it. You know how you, yeah, isn't that what you say? I don't feel it. Well, Mary wasn't feeling nothing because she kept sitting in the house. She stayed in the house and Martha ran out to meet Jesus. But what I like today is this. I'm not going to be before you long. I got to make a little run here. So I like the fact that the Bible said the 21st verse, let's go to the 20th. And what did it say? Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. You see, now here we go, here we are. Now Martha's doing the running, looking for Jesus and trying to get all she can from Jesus and everything. Mary, she just sat there. I guess maybe she was a little upset. Where was you when he was sick? We needed you then so he wouldn't die. You know how we do. And we don't always know the purpose of God. We don't know what God has planned in your life nor the person's life, you see. So a lot of times we take a mistake of misjudging what God is doing. Then you want to get mad with God because God took them. Well, you knew for one thing that if a man lived, born and lived, and then he got to die. You know that too, don't you? So why are you going to sit up and blame God when the man time to die or the woman time to die? Then you're going to get mad with God. Don't get mad with God. You praise God because their work is over. They don't have to hurt and be in pain no more and cry no more. You think of it in those terms. I know it's hard to think about it when your loved one gone. I know that. But still in all, listen to what the Word of God has told you so that you will be comforted in that time when it comes. And then you don't get mad with God. You're mad with the wrong person. Get mad with the devil if you want to get mad with somebody. You know, that's me. This is time to talk about it, you know. So we talk about it, don't we? My God. But she said, then said Martha to Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Now, you could have saved him, you know, if you'd just been here. You know, now you would ask the same thing. You'd have said that same statement. You'd have been here. He wouldn't have died. I know you got power. I know you got all powers in your hand and all that. You would have came up with. But in the 22nd verse, this is what he said. This is what she said. This is what I want you to pay attention to. But I know, huh? You see what I'm saying? Now you're coming down to your faith is beginning to kick in. Your faith is kicking in now. But I know that even now, come on, tell yourself now, even now, God, though I'm going through this situation, even now, God, huh? Come on now. I know I'm sick unto death. That's what the doctors say. But even now, God. Come on, help me out here, somebody. You hear me now? Even now, I know, God, even now. Then you go back and you know you heard the story of the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, and you know everybody hollering, I'm so tired of hearing the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. I've heard people say that in church for a long time now. I'm not tired of hearing it because it does what? It ignites my faith to trust God to say, even now, God, I'm in the fiery furnace. I'm here, but I know you able. Come on, somebody help me out. I know you able, Lord. Even now, even though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, even now, God, I know when I get in the middle of the valley, oh, Lord God, you're going to be right there with me. I know goodness and mercy going to take me on through. Do you get the picture here today? Glory to God. Even now, whatever your situation is, you don't have enough money to meet your bills, but you just tell God, even now, God, I know. Even now, I know you are my source. Glory be to God. I may not have a dime to my name, but even now, God, I know that you can make a way for me out of nowhere. It don't seem like I'm going to get nowhere in this world, but I know, God, you got my back. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Glory to God, even now. And I like what she began to say. She come out with another point. She said, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God. I know you got power with God, huh? I know you got power with God. My situation looks so dim, and I don't see no way anything can happen right about now. I'm going through much pain and suffering and sorrow. Oh, God, I'm just feeling this thing so bad. It's hurting me. My brother is gone. But she said, whatsoever thou will ask of God, I know you got power with God, and I know God will give it to you. What is we saying? We are taking those words right now and saying, God, I know what you said in your word. You say anything that we ask the Father in your name, it's going to be done. It's going to get done. Say the dead is going to rise. The blind eyes going to open. The deaf ears going to begin to be unlocked. Oh, and every cancer going to dry up. AIDS going to dry up. All sickness that they say is incurable is going to dry up. Glory be to God. Even now, Lord, I know whatever I ask you in the name of the Father, that it shall be done even now. See, don't put it off. Say, I know you'll do it one day. I'm not going for one day. I'm saying now. You know what Hebrews say? Now faith, huh? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith, let your faith be now present at this moment when you're going through. Let me know right now that it's all right with you. Tell God, say it's all right. It's all right, because I'm taking the lessons that the preacher talked about yesterday, the reason, and I ain't going to man reasons. You know, I'm going to what God can do, because man just only look at what they can see, but I'm looking at what you can do without a visibility, huh? Praise God. That's what I'm doing, because my relationship is intact. God, my relationship is intact with you. Yes, it is. And I've relinquished all doubt today. I am believing you today, Father, because I have radical faith today. I'm believing beyond what I can see. I'm believing beyond what I can do. I'm believing beyond what people say, because I'm looking for restoration in my life. I'm looking for the dead parts to rise up. When the doctors say the legs won't make it no more, I'm looking for life to come into them. Oh, glory to God. When they say, oh, I can't see no more, I'm looking for life to come into them. Because of my radical faith, glory be to God. God is on my side, and I don't have to fear what man can do unto me. I don't have to fear even what man say, glory to God. Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I may not can see it, Lord, but I know once I get in the fire, you're going to be there with me. And you're going to bring me out, Lord God, with your mighty hand. Glory to God. That's what I know today. Hallelujah. Because with you on my side, I don't have to fear anything. You told me, yea, though I walk through the shadows of death, there's always death in the shadow. I don't have to fear no evil. The evil can come against me. Glory to God. But I know even now, even now, whatever I ask, it it shall be done. And I'm asking, believing today, God, because my radical faith is rising up, glory to God. It's going to take control over every negativity in my life. It's going to take control over every evilness that come against me. We will cut it down, Lord God, by the authority of Almighty God that he's invested in us today, glory to God. Even now, it shall be done, glory to God. Right now, Lord, I'm standing on your word. I don't know nowhere else to go, Lord, but to stand on your word. I can say like Martha said, I know that even now, whatever I ask you, it shall be done, Lord. Everything is already mine because of the promise. I'm walking in the promise today, and you promised me to take me through every dark cloud. I'll see a silver lining. You promised to bring me through. Oh, glory be to God. I'm so happy about it today. I don't have to worry no more. I don't have to put on blinders because my eyes is open. I see the light, and it's shining bright upon the darkness that the enemy tried to cover me with. But, honey, I pulled the dark covers off, and now I got light on all over me. I'm walking in the light. That's what I'm doing, the light of Christ. Oh, yes, I am. Even now, it has sprung forth like living waters out of my soul, out of my belly. The rivers of living water is flowing and flowing and flowing till it's overflowing on somebody else, that the light can shine on them too. Even now, said the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We praise the Lord for that word from Apostle. I mean, how can you top that? I mean, come on, she was gone. She was gone and she was wide open. She was gone, wasn't she? And, you know, it's so true, all of this, what she was preaching, and I hated for her to stop right then because she was on a roll. And, you know, God is so good when we get into these all these areas of what she was talking about, you know, about Lazarus and about what the lady said was now. You think about it, now. Not later, but now. And we need to listen now. It ain't tomorrow. It ain't yesterday. Now. We have to step forth and stay in tune now. And I was thinking about, to tell you something that I was thinking about, and I was on my mind was, it was this song that was way back in the 70s, Fly Like an Eagle. And in the song, it in one of the lines was, time keeps slipping into the future. And you know it's so true. And I thought about that, and I also thought about all through the Bible, it talked about different generations, about what's going on. But why should we repeat what happened and continue into the future? But the thing about it is, what about now? What are we doing now? What are we doing now to this day and thing? What are we doing now? You know, how do we contend with now? Isn't that right? What do we need now? What do we need? What do we need to continue with everything that we are doing and what we are saying in this time and age? And, you know, I'm trying to get situated here where we can talk about these things and get this thing. Ain't that name of the show, Time to Talk About It? Right. And we need to understand what we're talking about sometime. And we need to read what we're talking about, because a lot of times a lot of people don't understand. I'm going to get you something here that I read this morning, and I want you to see what I'm talking about when I get into these things about generations and we think about what's going on and about now and about today. We can't look at things going on and look at things in the future if we don't take care of today. And I was looking at it, and let me get to this. Once I find it, I'm looking at it now, and I'm into, I believe it was chapter 25 of Genesis, I believe, that I was looking in earlier. So I'm trying to find it because I didn't mark it, which is my fault for not doing that. But I'm all the way here in the wrong section, too. So we'll get there. We'll get there. Just bear with me for a second. Just bear with me. Just bear with me for a second. I'll be there with you in a minute. Because I'm trying to figure out what is this that we're talking about. And everybody want to know, what am I talking about at this time? So I'm going to show it to you, and I'm going to point it out to you in these things. Okay, Genesis chapter 25, verse 19. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham's begot Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuelah, and the Syrian of Palladium, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. Now I'm going to stop right there because that's a generation that's being formed right there. That's a generation that's starting now, that's being formed. That's a generation. Now, they're talking about the past generation at the same sentence is, and these are the generations of Isaac. So let's think about that. This is how this generation was taught, Abraham's son. So there is a generation that's being started now. It's not yesterday. It's not today. But these are the generation that's being started now. So think about the generations that's going on now. Think about all these generations that's happening. Think about what's going on. Think about the young people now that's being lost. See, this is what we get to look at. A lot of these people are being lost now. A lot of these people are not comprehending that life that they live is short, but they are shortening their lives on their own by disobedience, by sinning, and all of these things that they're doing at this time. So we got to look at what's going on now. We just can't look at, but see, what's going on now is we're repeating the past, because we can look at how Israel was disobedient, how all these people back in the days were disobedient of what God's word is, what God's commandments is, how people are disobedient. So what we're doing now is repeating the past. We're not doing anything new under the sun. We're repeating the past. Now, how are we saying that time is slipping, but we're slipping into the future? We're slipping into the future. We're not walking in the future. We're slipping in the future because we're too busy killing. We're too busy sinning in all of our past. We're still repeating. And, you know, we need to stop repeating the past, because all you got to look at is Sodom and Gomorrah, and you can look at all the sins and stuff that's going on today. So think about it. Think about the cities that's passing all these laws and all this stuff that's going against the word of God. So therefore, all we're doing is living in Sodom and Gomorrah times. Now, if God does something, so therefore, just we got to be it. But you got to look. We got to be ready, because, you know, a lot of times the good suffer with the bad. So we got to look at it, and we got to get ourselves ready now. We can't wait till later. We can't see this coming forward. We got to get ourselves ready now, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but now. We have to get ready. We have to come to Jesus now. We have to understand what the word of God is telling us, and what these are, because a lot of times the signs are not there. The signs are there for us to see, and if we read our Bible and read our word, we know what's going on. We know what's happening. We know what's happening. But the problem is, if we're not into God, how are we going to know anything? We don't. So let's not say these things are catching us by surprise, because it's not. Because God told us to be weary. God told us to look. He ain't tell us to be ignorant to the fact, because he want his people to know. He want his people to understand. What are you doing today? Are you coming to God? I'm putting a challenge out to you now. Come to God. Come to Jesus. Think about what God is doing for you in your life, because you woke up this morning, and so therefore you're having a blessed day because you did wake up. You're not dead, and you don't know what's going on because you're alive. So you got to understand that. So what's happening now in your life? What are you doing now in your life? Are you content where you're at? No, 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 no. You shouldn't be, because of the fact we don't know what's going to happen. See, you don't know what's going on tomorrow. You do. Some of us can't remember what happened yesterday. You know, well, yesterday is a bit fuzzy. Do you remember what you had for breakfast yesterday? I mean, you know, there's little things like that that we need to think about, because God is the one that implemented all these things in our life. Now, we have to understand that there's nothing new under the sun. But we have to live now. We have to come under Jesus now. We have to understand that God is now. God is a now God. God is, as apostles say, now faith. You can't be over here and be passive. You can't be passive about all this. You can't be passive about Jesus, because Jesus is there. Jesus died on the cross for each and every one of us. He shed his blood for all of us. All his stripes is the diseases that's going on today. You know, a lot of these diseases and stuff were back in the days. So we are repeating, so we are living in these same things. But back then, they didn't know, have any names for these things. Everything was categorized as a leprosy. Think about it. Everything was a leprosy then. If you had something, you was cast off, you was a leper. If you had the chicken pops, the measles, any of that, all that was leprosy. You know, if you had a tumor growing out the side of your head, that was a leprosy. You know, so let's look at it all this way, and let's put it where it's at. So therefore, there's nothing new. So let's live now. So let's come to Jesus now. So let's understand that God is now. He ain't tomorrow. He ain't yesterday. God is now. So reach out and touch him now. Reach out and understand now about his word. Reach out and understand about his power now. Reach out for the Holy Ghost now. And see, a lot of times we don't get into these things because we worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, what about our past due bills and past this and past that. No, 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 no. Forget about that. Worry about now. Worry about today. Worry about what God is in store for you. Worry about how are you obeying God today. Worry about how is God going to treat you today. Worry about now. Worry about the Holy Ghost now. Is the Holy Ghost touching you now? Is it understandable that the Spirit of God is in you now? Let's deal with this. Let's understand this, that God is always going to be there with us. He's going to be for us, and he's never going to be against us, but we're the one against him. See, we got to understand, because we the one that had our mind made up of sinning. So we got to cut out the sin that's in us. And see, a lot of times we have these little small time sins that we don't think is available, that it ain't a sin. No, a sin is a sin. I don't care what you say. All these transgressions that we do against the word of God is sin. So we need to get into that and get that into our thick skulls, because a lot of times we try to justify the ends by the means. That's not going to work with the word of God. You got to be honest. You got to be true. You got to be straightforward. You got to come from the heart. See, and a lot of times people have a lot of lip service. They don't come to you from the heart. They come to you just from the lips. You know, so we got to understand that. Forget all that flapping of the gums. Come from the heart. Be honest with people. Be honest with the word of God, because God knows. Jesus knows your heart. He the one made you, so he knows. Let's just get this. We're not trying to pull no wool over God's eyes. Let's forget that. God know what we're doing now. He understands us now, but he gives us the ability to make our own decisions. We have to make our own decisions because he gave us free will. And see, and I've said this before, sometimes free will might be a curse to us because we choose to do the wrong things. We choose to go the opposite direction. And see, I don't know why that happens. And you know, a lot of times they used to always say back in the day that opposites attract. You know, but that's so true. I don't know why, you know, that happens. You know, why should a good Christian saved person marry a sinner? You ain't going to say, if they wasn't saved when you got them, they ain't going to be saved later. Come on now. They ain't going to church, but you going to church getting the word, then you got to come back home into hell. So what good did church do? That was your peace of mind for a couple of hours, huh? That's what you're saying? So worry about now when you get home. You got to go through hell. You know, regardless whether it's a man or woman, whichever the case may be, because it goes on both sides, because that's what happens. You know, I can only speak to, you know, from my point of view, you know. You know, go to church, come home, got to argue. Why is Sister So-and-so looking at you? Why is this? Well, Sister So-and-so is looking at me because I'm standing up and I'm ushering. Everybody got to look at me because I'm the one showing people to their seats. So what was the argument about? But you understand, this is how the devil gets into you. This is how the devil gets and disrupts you, just by little things like that. And this is what I mean by we got to praise God now, and we got to understand what's going on now to our strength in God. And how do we pull each other up? How do we hold each other up in the word of God now? Let's try not to be pulling against each other, because me and the pastor was talking about that this morning, that so many people are against each other. If you got families that has little cliques here and there, then you got churches have little cliques here and there, then you got governments having little cliques here and there, so everybody is in a mess. So what's that telling you? We're not together at all. There's nothing happening at all. How can we get forward and look at the future if we're not together now? If we're not helping each other now, if we're not loving each other now, so how do we look at the future? The future looks bleak with all of this craziness going on. It does look bleak, but if you have God in you, if you have that Holy Spirit in you, the future looks good because you know where you're going. You know where you're headed because you're living a good life. You're living a God-filled life. You're reaching out to the Holy Ghost. You're trying to love all your brothers and sisters. The problem is, if you try hard enough, you can do it. If you try hard enough to forgive, you can do it. You know, because a lot of times people go to their grave with anger. They go to their grave not forgiving. And that's where a lot of problems come in at. Why should you hold something and not forgive? Why should you go to your grave and not forgive in your brother or sister? Or whoever the family member would have been. I don't mean it. I mean it in the natural sense. How can you go to your grave not forgiving? How can you go around not forgiving people? Listen, the thing is, what I say is this here. I can forgive. I might don't forget, but I can forgive. But, you know, I just don't go at that person the same way that they hurt or they lie. I'll speak. I'll say, God bless you, and I mean it, and I'll keep on pushing. That don't mean I have to deal with that person the same way. Maybe they'll see the God in me, and maybe they'll change their ugly ways. Because, as Apostle always said, you kill them with love. You kill them with kindness. They'll say, oh, I thought they were mad at me. No, I ain't mad at you. Hey, I just keep pushing. Life goes on. That's what you got to think about with people. Life goes on. Life continues to go on regardless of what you do. There's somebody out there to take your place. There's always somebody out there that's stepping forward. So if you don't step forward for the word of God, somebody else going to do it. You either go to hell or you go to heaven. You ain't got no in-between. So let's face that. So let's deal with the word of God now. Let's understand that the word of God is now. We understand that the word of God is so powerful, it means now. So let's get there. Let's do what we have to do. And let's understand that we got to cut off the bad mojo of past generations and get us some good Jesus mojo for future generations. And that's what we got to do. You understand? Because, see, a lot of us are going around with past generations that has stuff hanging on us that we got to cut off. and we got to understand what's going on, and we got to understand what we're doing, and we got to understand. We got the prophet in here talking to. He's trying to get in here. But we can deal with it. We can understand that God is so good to us, and he's so understanding of us that he wants us, that he loves us, that he wants to get with us and deal with us, and it's all about now. It's not about time going on. As I said, you know, the word says time keeps slipping into the future, and the future still goes on, and time is still going to slip on. So let's get this stuff going now. Let's understand that now is the key. Let's understand that now is what we have to go through when dealing with a lot of things. Because, see, now Jesus has his hand out for us. Do we be able to reach up and grab it? Be able to accept the Holy Spirit? Be able to get involved? See, the problem is a lot of people don't want to get involved with the church because they feel like somebody's going to see their sin. But if you're sinning, you're sinning. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Let's deal with this for a moment. If you're wrong, you're wrong, because your conscience is going to convict you. When you know you're wrong, you try to hide the wrongness. You can't hide it because your convictions and your conscience is going to get you. That's if you got a conscience. Now, if you just a person who's just born to do wrong, so to speak, and you don't want to change, there's nothing we can do for you. If you don't want to change, but you have to want to change. You have to want to reach out to change. You have to do these things now. See, this is the problem with today's world, because everybody want everything right now. You know, no one wants to really work for it. There's plenty of jobs out there. I don't care. But it depends on what you want to do now. You might not find nothing that you like and you want, but there's something out there for you until you can find what you want, because anything can keep the blank off you. But people don't look at things that way because they think you ain't got no experience in nothing, but you want to make $1 million right now. Don't happen that way. Don't work that way. You got to work toward it. The same thing you got to do with Jesus. You got to work toward it. You got to work toward being of the Lord and keeping his commandments. Let's say no one said it was going to be easy. No one said that it was going to be light work. But the problem is you got to want to do it. You got to want to change. You got to work now at self. See, the point of the matter is a lot of people don't want to work now at self. Let's just work now at self. Let's just work now at our faith that's within us. See, a lot of times the faith that's within us, people don't want to get into. People do not like to love one another to deal with life itself. See, a lot of us be misconstrued about love, be misconstrued about togetherness. See, the thing about it is we got to come together now. We got to understand that now is the proper way of doing things. We got to understand that. See, that's the same thing as your parents tell you. They say, I want you to do such and such, and you say, wait till later, and they say, no, I want it done now. Think about that. So that's the way you handle God. See, that's the way people handle Jesus. They say, well, I'm going to do such and such, and maybe next week I'll change and come to Jesus. You know, you can't do that, because how do you know you're going to live that week while you out there sinning? See, you never know. See, the thing about it is you never know. Oh, I was intended to go to church, but I wind up getting shot. It's a little late now, don't you think? You know, so it's a lot of ways we got to think about all this stuff that's going on. You know, I mean, are you right with the Lord today? Do you understand what God is doing for you? Do you see the thing about people don't understand that what God is doing for them? God is leading, guiding. At the same time, people study fight because they want to do their own thing. A lot of people holler about it's all about individuality. Okay? But God knows all our individuality. God knows all our faults and things like that. God knows all this, because he was the one who breathed the breath of life into us. So what makes you think he don't know us? Think about the past generations. He know all about all of us. He know all about our generations to pass. He know about our generations to come. The reason we still here is because he didn't snuff out our generations past. Because don't forget, back then, God was knocking the generations off. Make him mad and sin against him. Oh, your future generation and your past generation is gone. Think about that. People trying to get involved and get involved with different things and working against the Lord. Don't expect nothing good to come from working against God. Don't expect that. Well, people do. People think they're pulling the wool over God's eyes. We never do. But all I can say is repent of your sins. Repent now. Just say, I repent. I repent of mine. I repent every night because, hey, I don't know what went through my mind during the day. But sometimes I know my mind be out there. So, hey, I have to repent because I don't know. So these things happen. You know, but I thank God today. I thank God for life, health, and strength. I thank God for keeping me in His will, in His power, and in His arm and His shield of protection. I thank God for all of that right now. So I'm gonna put it over to Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that is an awesome word that came from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. Do you know what? Apostle Porter talked about radical faith. In this day and time, you have to get so much radical faith that you can believe without the shadow of a doubt that God is going to do this for you. He is going to move on your behalf. You know, but if you don't have the faith, guess what? Nothing is not going to work. Look at the faith that Moses had to have. He had to get more than radical faith to know that he going up against the Pharaoh. You're going up against the Pharaoh, and God is the one that had his back. But he had to believe. He had to trust. It's all about believing that we serve an awesome God, and what God say he's going to do, he is going to do. And for him to go in front of that Pharaoh how many times? And then when it finally happens that they let the children of Israel go, and here goes that Red Sea, he had to get radical faith in order to take and stretch that staff out. Can we do that in our situation today? Can we have radical faith and know that he said life and death is in the power of a tongue? Can you speak that word? Can you move that mountain in front of you? Can you trust and believe that the God that we serve, no matter what we're going through, that he got us? Can you do that? Look at the Hebrew boys. They had to get radical faith. But they say, even if he don't, we know that he can. Can you get that kind of faith right now? If you don't even have radical faith, you better try find some kind of faith, because they say that we ought to have faith as small as a mustard seed. And you know that mustard seed, if it drop on the ground, you better make sure that it is something that you can actually see, that mustard seed. Otherwise, you're not going to see it. Believe that what God say is so. Trust and believe. All boils down to trusting in a God that we have not seen. But you know what? We see him in other people. When someone approach you and you know you're in need, God sent. God cared so much about you that he sent someone to you. Please, we serve an awesome God. If you do not know God today, I am reaching out to you. You may listen to this broadcast at a later time, but you know what? Repent. The first thing you do is repent. Go to God. It don't matter. Go to God. God is not like man. Go to God in prayer. And when you pour out your heart to God, repenting, truly forgive, asking God for forgiveness of what you have done, any sin that you have committed against God, yourself, others, you ask God for forgiveness today. Time is winding up. Time is winding up. This is not time for playing. This is time for you to seek God like never before. When you accept Christ in your life, please find a church. Find a church that you can learn more about God. The God that will have your back when your friends or your family or anyone else decide that they can rise up against you because you decide to change that walk that you're walking. I'm asking you today. Today is the day for you to turn. Turn today from your wicked ways. Turn today from being mean, evil, and cantankerous. The devil's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. Is that what you want? Please know that there is no forgiveness in the grave. We was talking about radical faith. Have that radical faith, that knowing that you can turn and you can stand upon God's word today. Turn. You, even if you the first one in your family to make that change, I'm asking you today. I'm asking, you may never know what today holds for you. Today could be the last day for you. You do not want to wake up in judgment. You cannot ask God for forgiveness, then there is no forgiveness in the grave. Serve like you're serving the God Almighty. Love like you're loving God Almighty. That little faith. And that little faith will begin to grow and grow and grow and grow till it begins to be that radical faith that you don't mind going out there preaching the word. You don't mind out there rounding up souls for God and letting them know that we serve an awesome God. Letting them know that all things are possible to them that love Christ. All things. And he said when the enemy comes in like a flood, he will lift up a standard against them. Now, ain't that an awesome God? Your enemies? You won't have faith in him? Don't just have faith in him when your loved one is in the hospital or got in an accident or, you know, you're facing where you're going to lose your job, and that's when you begin to pray. Have faith even before then. Have faith even before then. We serve an awesome God. Healing, can you have that radical faith when the doctors say you got 10 days to live or you have 5 days to live or they don't even know your loved ones got this amount of time to live? Can you have that radical faith to say, I serve an awesome God? My God can do anything because he said, by my stripes, by his stripes, that we are already healed. Can you speak healing to your loved ones? Can you speak healing to yourself? Can you? Or you just trusting in what the doctor said. Well, the doctor say, well, I got this amount of days, or, you know, that's it, I give up. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? Faith is trusting and believing. Trusting and believing works hand in hand. Because you're trusting in a God that you can't physically see. Everybody paint the white Jesus with a blue eye and blonde hair. You know what? That's a picture. That's an image you're worshiping. That's an image you're worshiping. Where is God? He is within us. He is within each and every one of us. If we can only believe, if we can only trust, that's where he's at. So you know what today? I'm going to tell you again. If you do not know Christ today, I'm asking you to accept him in your life today. There is nothing you can tell me that can say there is not a God. He have done too much for me. He have brought me too far. He have used the woman of God in my life. When you see that God can use the woman of God to raise up my aunt off her deathbed, to pray for my mom when she was on her deathbed, nobody can tell me that there is not a God. Nobody can tell me don't have faith in God. Because then I'm going to have to tell you, Satan, get thee behind me. Okay? So, know that there is a God above. Know that there is a God that sees all and knows all and hears all. Know that. Okay? You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. And don't be selfish. Share it. If you can't share the site, record it for someone. Maybe someone don't have a computer or a phone that they can listen to. Share it with someone. Just record it. Record it for them that they may listen to. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That is every Friday night at 11 p.m. Yep, that is tomorrow night. So come on, let's pray one for another. Let's pray for this nation. Let's pray for our upcoming president. Let's pray for the outgoing president. Okay, there is never too much prayer. So come on, let's pray. Let's tear the devil kingdom down. Let's take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Let's be radical in our prayer. Let's have faith. Let's trust and believe that what we are praying for, that it's already done. So come on, join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. on the Wailing Walls Prayer Line. Again, that number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. You need prayer. You need, you have a praise report. You know that we've been praying for you, and you have a praise report. Come on and share it with us during that time. We will be happy. We don't care what church you're from. All we want you to do is just band together and let us pray. It's not about a church. It's not about what nationality you is. It's none of that stuff. It's God people coming together, praying and tearing the devil kingdom down. Maybe you may get healing, deliverance within that time. You don't know how God is going to move. So if you don't have a church home and you're looking for one, come on at the City of Victory. That address is 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's directly across from the Plymouth Sorrento Library. We start every Sunday at 1 p.m., and we allow the Holy Spirit to have its way up in there. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we have Bible talk. So come on out. You have questions, come on out. Or you can also send your donations to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, you'll be blessed and hope to hear you tomorrow night on the Wailing Walls prayer line.
Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.